The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Tesem and Alf on the bottom brings down a drasha of Chaga Sukkah Stasa Lecha. According to Beis Hillel, the Gemara says Lecha is Lamudi Gezula, that you're not allowed to sit in a Sukkah which is Gazel, a stolen Sukkah is Pasul. Tysus and other Shanim ask a famous Kasha over here, that why do I need a Pasuk to tell me they can't sit in a Sukkah which is Gazel? Tepukle Mishum Mitzvah Haba Vera. We know there's a Kal Mitzvah Haba Vera, Pasul's the Mitzvah. So Lechayim, that would tell me that the Sukkah is Pasul. Why do I need a special Miyat of Sukkah Gezula? And Taisa says, "Gvalda Gechidish, Mitzvah Ababaver is only Darabana, not Daraisa, and Inka can Malkam Laharich in that Chidish." But in Cheschinach, in Mitzvah Shinchafei, he says, "Gvalda Gechid," to answer the Kasha of Taisa. He says like this. He says that there are really two different types of mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. There's one mitzvah which is a mitzvah chiyuvis, like mitzvah lulav or shayfer. We have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in every yid on the gavet to go ahead and take lulav or blow shayfer. If you don't do that, you're not night to lulav. You don't blow shayfer. You're mevatel mitzvah asay. You're nanash. You weren't mekam your mitzvah. You get an einash for being mevatel mitzvah asay. But then you have another mitzvah which is not exactly a mitzvah chiyuvis on the gavet. It's not something you have to do. But that would be a mitzvah like tzitzis. There's no chiyuv on any person to go midaraisa and buy a beged al kafis and put tzitzis on it. You don't have to do that. If you don't want to wear a beged al kafis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. No one will have any tannis on you. You are not mevatel any mitzvah. You did nothing wrong. But the mitzvah is that if you wear a beged al kafis, then you have to put tzitzis on it. And it's almost like a iser that you're not allowed to wear a beged al kafis without tzitzis. And if you're wearing a beged al kafis, the only way to be matan that levisha is by putting tzitzis on. You can't wear without the tzitzis, but there's no mitzvah to go ahead and put yourself in a matzav where you have to wear those tzitzis, and if you don't wear it at all, then you're not mevatel any mitzvah at all. That's a mitzvah like tzitzis. So the Menuchas Sinach says the whole musig of mitzvah ababavera is only shayach to the first category of mitzvahs like lulav and shayfer, because mitzvah ababavera says you're trying to do a mitzvah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to do something nice for him. If it's done by Vera, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. So you take a lulav, which is a lulav agazel, you're trying to be mekam your mitzvah. Hashem says, no, I don't want it. You're not yetzir mitzvah. You're not mekam the mitzvah of lulav. The lulav is pasul. But when it comes to a mitzvah like tzitzis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu never asked you to do it, he doesn't necessarily want you to do it. You don't have to go ahead and be mechayv yourself with mitzvah tzitzis. It's, if you're wearing such a baget, the only way to wear it is through the chutim, through the tzitzis. So if you wear chutim, if you wear your tzitzis in a way which is a mitzvah haba ba'avera, so in a chinami, you won't be yaitz of the mitzvah. You're not going to get schar for doing it because of mitzvah ba'avera, perhaps. But it's not puzzle. It's not as if you were mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis, because at the end of the day, you wore chutim on your beged. At the end of the day, you're not wearing a beged without chutim. The chutim are here, so you might not get the schar for doing a positive mitzvah, but that's not a problem. You'll gara from someone who never put on tzitzis to begin with, which is not going to get the schar, but he didn't do anything wrong. So if you wear a beged with tzitzis and eifen a mitzvah blah, 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 you won't get schar for being mekayim a mitzvah, but you're also not being mevatel a mitzvah, because at the end of the day, there are chutim on your beged. And Menuchas Chinuch wants to say that's the same thing by sukkah. Sukkah, besides the first night, there's no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. I could go a whole sukkah without eating things that are chayv in the sukkah, and I did nothing wrong. I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. If I want to eat a davar, which is a sudas kava, I'm not allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. The only way I could eat it is by being in the sukkah. So it's almost like the sukkah is matar da achila. There's an isra achila chutz la sukkah, and I could only eat it in the sukkah. But there's no chiyuv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah if I don't want to. I don't have to be mechayv myself in achila basukkah. So Mimele says, if we only had the din of mitzvah ababa avera, if I would eat in a sukkah gezula, so it's true, I might not be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. I'm not going to get tzar for filling the mitzvah say of mitzvah achilas sukkah, but I'm not going to get punished for eating outside the sukkah. I'm not eating outside the sukkah. At the end of the day, I'm in a sukkah. I'm in a kasher sukkah. It has a shem achila basukkah, and I'm not mevatel the mitzvah. I'm not oichel chutzah sukkah. I'm eating in the sukkah, so I won't get tzar for being mekayim that mitzvah, but I'm not nanash for the bittul hamitzvah, and I did nothing wrong. I'm no worse than someone who just was snacking and didn't eat in the sukkah at all. We're both in the same category. That's what it would have been if there would only be a din of mitzvah hababa avera. But now that the Torah is mechadesh, that there's a din of a miyat, lamuti gezula, the Torah says the sukkah gezula is pasul, so now if I eat in the sukkah, which is gazel, I'm mevatel the mitzvah legamer. I didn't eat in the sukkah. It's like I ate outside the sukkah, and I'm being over in the isra of achila chutz la sukkah. That's why you need this new din of lecha, lamuti, and sukkah gezula. That's the gemalik yasid of the Menuchas Chinuch. But Reb Shimon and Shai Yosher is chaylik b'tkifis on this chiddush and Menuchas Chinuch for a bunch of reasons. But one very yesodic nekuda that comes out is he's chaylik on his whole understanding of the mitzvah of achila basukkah. Menuchas Chinuch seems to be understanding that the word is there's really no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. You never are nischaim in that mitzvah, just an iser to eat outside the sukkah, and therefore mitzvah ababa very wouldn't apply. Reb Shimon says, no, that's not the pshat. Avada there's a mitzvah saseh to eat in the sukkah. When is that mitzvah chal? When you're kaveh daito, when you decide I want to go eat now, then it's chal on you a mitzvah saseh to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, and there's a positive mitzvah to be eichel b'sukkah. At that point, you have a mitzvah saseh like lulav and shayfer to do yachil in the sukkah. And if you go ahead and you do it in a sukkah which is gezula and eifin a mitzvah baba veira, then you're not mekam your mitzvah. You did something wrong. You're mevatel the mitzvah saseh of achila b'sukkah, even without the psul of Lecha Lamuti Gezula, and therefore Shimon holds that it would apply over here. Mitzvah Sukkah is no different. It's no different than the mitzvah of Sharvin Lulav. There is an actual mitzvah asay to eat in the sukkah when you decide to eat in the sukkah, and therefore mitzvah of Abera would apply, and he would have to say a different teretz to this kasha. So it comes out a very sadistic machlekes over here between Shimon and the Minchas Chinuch. What is the getter of the mitzvah of Achila Basukkah? Is it a, like the Minchas Chinuch is saying, it's basically an isser not to eat outside the sukkah, but there's not a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, except for the first night. And for Reb Shimon, no, there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. When you're kever daita, when you decide you want to eat, at that time it becomes a shas chiyav, it becomes a chiyav to eat in the sukkah, and maybe there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah at that point. There are many ramifications to this machlekes as we go through the Masechta, and Reb Shimon will see. And just to mention that Lefi the Miri mentioned yesterday that a sukkah is not a chefter shel mitzvah, you do a mitzvah with the sukkah, like lulav, you do a mitzvah with the lulav, but rather it's a mitzvah achila, and the sukkah has to surround you. That would be another teretz kasha, why there's no mitzvah ababaver b'sukkah, if not for the pasuk. The Miri himself is really coming to say this, that the whole psula mitzvah ababaver perhaps won't apply to a sukkah, because it's not a chefta shel mitzvah, it's a dover that's makif you while you're doing the mitzvah, but it's not the chefta shel mitzvah itself.